Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But don't worry, if we're starved for content, I brought down one of my Bleach data books just in case.
What is up? Welcome back to Bleach Boys. Guys, probably wondering, there's no fucking new Bleach episode this week. The fuck are we doing here? There was a recap episode, so we're just going to shoot the shit for a little bit. We're going to talk about the recap episode because there is one change, major change that they made in the episode, and they show the poem and the title card for the next episode, which is what we were guessing last time we recorded. If you've not noticed, we have no Jose. Instead, in his place, we have a Grimmjow figure. It's the best representation of Jose that we could find.
He would be proud.
Yeah, he would like nothing more than for us to have a Grimmjow figure in his place, and that's what we did here. No, he's not dead. Yes, it sounds like we're talking like he's dead. He's just sick. So he'll return next week when the Bleach anime returns, which is looking to be incredible. Bleach Thousand Blood War, this is technically episode 21.5. When I was trying to search for it, I searched Bleach Thousand Blood War episode 22. Bleach episode Thousand Blood War 6.5, whatever the fuck we're on. Eventually, 21.5 seems to be the name. Not available on any Hulu, any Disney Plus, any of your normal spots where you watch it. It's just not available. I had to scour the depths of the internet to find this thing, and there's no subbed version of it. I had to watch it in Japanese. It was a toughie, and I figured this was going to be the case because Jujutsu Kaisen was on break for about a month and was never uploaded, never anything, and all they did for that month was recaps. They just did recaps all the way through. We never saw them, so I kind of was thinking this was going to be the case for Bleach. Luckily, I was able to find it elsewhere, and I gave it a watch for you guys because I watched probably, I don't know how far you made it into it, if at all, Pythies. I watched maybe the first three-ish minutes of it until I realized that they are just quite literally splicing scenes together, which is fine. You're allowed to do that, but they're not adding content.
I watched the opening, and then I went hardcore skip until I got to the scene, and I was like, did they fix it? And then they fixed it, and I was like, that's all I needed to know.
I could not tell you the smile on my face when I heard that song blasting. I was like, oh, no, the fuck they didn't. No, they didn't. And I don't know if this is we owe the praise to the editors working on this poor recap episode. But thank you, because if you haven't watched it, you don't know what we're talking about. Firstly, follow us on social media. I've tweeted it. I've posted it on Instagram. It's on our TikTok. It's everywhere. Watch this scene. Ichigo's return from last episode, Thousand Blower episode 21, we made a big stink. A lot of us got called complainers. A lot of us got called old men whining about children's anime. So this time, they changed the version of number one that was used in Ichigo's return. Before, it was somebody named Adam Brown, which I learned after looking this up. Now it is back to Hazel Fernandez, a brand new remix as well, I believe, for Ichigo's return.
That was a killer remix, too.
Yeah. Like, were they sitting on this whole time? They had this remix, and they went with the Adam Brown version?
I'm gonna play Devil's Advocate, which I didn't do last episode. I think they wanted to make it feel special, and so they used a different version of number one. They just chose the wrong version.
It did the opposite, which I feel like that's probably actually what happened. They were like, listen, it's huge. We're going to come out with a whole new version, new singer, and they changed it, and everybody was like, well, I mean, it was good, but like, fuck, Hazel Fernandez is like what we love, you know? And then they were like, all right, recap episode, we fucking got you, baby. Which is not until the last 3 minutes of the episode that they play that. So you had to really have sat through the full recap episode. Those were for the diehard fans. The only thing that they really changed is they did the thing, which happens in a lot of edits and things like that, where the scene is a little bit different only because they overlap different parts of people speaking, if that makes sense. So like, Shinji's Bankai is going on, and he's speaking about something that's happening to Bambietta. You know, Komamura's fighting, and he's giving his speech that he gave at the end during the whole fight of Bambietta. It's that kind of stuff, which is, you know, it's just how they do recaps. It's a normal fucking recap. All I'm trying to say here, they didn't do anything special for the recap, except for the changing of number one, which is 10 out of 10 incredible. I tried to upload it to our YouTube, for you people that are YouTube boys. What's up? It won't go through. YouTube is a hard copyright. Fuck you. Not going to happen. So you're going to have to go to our other social medias. Link for all that is in the description, whether you're watching on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. All of it should be in the description. Good to go for you guys. The only thing left to talk about, Bleach episode 21 and a half, is the title card for Bleach 22, which is called Marching Out the Zombies. The poem was Giselle, and it's just her saying I love you to death in kind of a yandere voice. That is what we got for Giselle.
Sam, okay, that number one, that is the name of the chapter where she goes crazy.
Okay.
And the internet is not fucking ready for the reveal that happens in that. the reveal of what's up with Giselle.
Now, Pythies, please rephrase it correctly so that we can hype the internet up for it. I'll show you how to do it. Bleach Thousand Year Blower episode 22 is going to break the internet.
It might. You saw how crazy people went about redo of Healer. You saw the stink about Goblin Slayer.
True. And most recently, Mushoku Tensei is undergoing that stuff, too. So depending on how hard they go into it, we're in for a treat.
Now, so I like to nitpick. I like, you know, when they cut certain scenes or change it. The only thing I'm really mad about is the number one and the thing they skipped with Omida. Otherwise, I've enjoyed this whole season.
Now, Pythies, let me hit you. This is from Core One. But let me get your opinion. Let me get your opinion on this. Are you upset? Actually, this might have been beginning of Core 2, but I don't believe so. The lack of a Rukia booty.
We've already talked about how pissy I am.
But, I just want to make sure that gets the notice.
That was last season. This is this season.
Okay. Core 2 exclusive.
If they cut any of the details about Giselle and Bambi, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. That shit goes hard.
Listen, let me ask you this, Pythies. You're a betting man, gun to your head. You have to bet, are they going to cut out things about Giselle's reveal? Yay or nay?
I think they will leave the reveal. I don't think the wording is going to be so strong.
Okay. So they'll lighten it a little bit.
I believe one of the lines used is, you reek of semen. So I don't think they're either gonna change that line or remove that scene.
Have you seen some of the stuff about the dub that's happening? They're officially dubbing Thousand Year Blood War now, and so they got to the Bambietta scene in the dub.
Yeah, seen it.
Yeah, and like where they're making fun of her for making a mess, and Bambietta's like, well, at least I keep his mess inside me.
I sent that to Jose and also another friend of mine and just wrote, I'm about to act up.
It's good, man. I was surprised. I was like, all right, you know, fair play. That was funny. That was real good.
Bleach has a great dub, man.
Maybe I should go back and watch some of the Bleach Thousand Year Blower dub because I've not started it at all. But it seems good. I've literally just seen that clip, and I've seen the other clip of Giselle and the Bambiettas kind of talking in the break room in dub, which I also thought was very good. So outside of those two clips, I've not seen any of it, so maybe it's total trash outside of that. But I was pleasantly surprised. I thought they did a good job.
It's good. I watched all of Core 1 dubbed, and I loved it.
Anything else? Talk about the recap, because there's really not much. I mean, literally, if you haven't watched it, don't waste your time. The only thing you're missing is the new remix of Hazel Fernandez. You can find it online everywhere else. There's really nothing else that changes, which is what we thought was going to happen.
If you're too lazy to watch up to this point, you can watch the recap.
Okay, that's not a bad idea. But, I mean, how much of enjoyment would you get out of, per se, the recap?
I'd say, let's say we weren't doing this podcast, mm-hmm. and I had maybe skipped it. I'd go, I might give this a watch.
Okay.
But I would... I just watch all of it. But.
It might be a good watch if you're someone that has horrible memory, but I feel like Bleach gets clowned all the time for it's just fights, which it's really not, okay? But that's the classic clowning that Bleach gets, is it's only fights. It's fight after fight after fight after fight, where because of that, especially for Bleach Thousand Blower Core 2, like we've talked about, I feel like you have to have dementia to not remember the main parts of Core 2. Yeah, that's literally it. So if you have somehow forgotten those key parts, hey, episode 21 and a half, best of luck finding it subbed anywhere, but you can watch it in Japanese.
Oh, so I forgot the name, but I want to give a shout out to somebody in one of our comment sections where I was talking about, they cut the scene where Basby shows up and sets Shinji on fire.
Uh-huh.
And somebody points out they're glad they cut that scene because it stops Shinji from taking another L.
Die, that is tough. Like,
you know what? You're super correct.
That's tough. Poor Shinji, yeah. Dude.
Shinji has canonically only taken the one L this season. Being exploded by Bambi.
Makes him look at least a little bit better. But I still liked, at least in the cut scene with Omida, where it showed Shinji was, you know, he was gung-ho ready to go.
It made it feel so much more important, like we have to go get Zaraki right the fuck now.
Yeah, yeah. And it set up the stakes, right?
Yeah, that's mostly just what all they've been cutting, but I still think this is a good season so far.
I'm trying, so as we're speaking right now, I am trying to find, there was this string of comments on one of our videos, and I was fucking dying laughing. And it was two people arguing in the comments.
Okay, don't say their usernames just in case.
Okay, this was by far the funniest comment exchange, and it was off of YouTube Shorts. It had me, I was seeing the notifications come in as I was going around town doing my thing, and I was laughing at every fucking response. It had me dying.
Okay, which short was this? I gotta know.
This is the surprise, or Shinji's Bankai could have ended the war in 1 second. So.
Oh, dude, that... Dude, that one's got so many views.
Yeah, so this one had some real toxic shit on it. But the one that took the cake is this guy. I'm not going to read the full username, but his name is Elijah. Elijah goes, Shinji arguably has the potential to solo Dragon Ball. So you know from that comment, people are going to go ape shit.
Okay. So starting off strong.
Yeah, that's the initial comment. It has 22 replies, by the way. And I was dying with every single one. So the next person, I'm going to just shorten username so we don't know who's who. Rom comes in and says no, because then he has to 1v1 Xeno or Grand Priest or something. Then we have our third contender. His name is Drago. He goes, no, the power doesn't do anything but confuse people. Do Dragon Ball Z characters would still have their powers? Confusing a Dragon Ball Z character would not be smart because he would still end up dead. Rom replies to Drago and says his Bankai is making allies enemies and enemies allies, and he's in a shield. Drago is now arguing with Rom. They've gone against each other here. He goes, no, his Bankai is confusing everyone and thinking they are enemies. No allies are ever form. He said form. I don't know what he's trying to go there. But that's why it's forbidden to use in Soul Society. Rom goes, he's in a shield anyway. So now there's not even the two original people arguing anymore. Rom continues. He also says reversing your recognition of enemy and ally. How does it not include making enemies allies here? Drago hops in again. What's a shield going to do to world destroying blast? So we're on the scale of power here now. Rom says, got proof it'll be destroyed? ? So the two people who were originally on the same side are now at each other's throats in this conversation. Drago comes back in. His power is confusion. Anyone that's in his domain starts to fight everyone else except him. He doesn't get to choose what side you're on. Even Aizen can't do that, and they have similar powers. There's only one character that can do that, and he's a Fullbringer. Rom says, I just brought proof it isn't the case. There's no proof. There's no comment. There's never a follow-up to that from Rom.
There's no link.
No link. Rom comes back about 8 fucking comments later. Elijah hops in, the OG, the starter of all of this. Elijah says, Drago, have you not seen his Bankai? It doesn't matter if it's just confusing them. If the Dragon Ball versus hit, they will all kill each other no matter what. Elijah hops on again. Reread Bleach, you Dragon Ball meat writer. What are you talking about? His Jikai also not only will the shield protect him, but all of Dragon Ball wouldn't even focus about it. It is stated they will kill each other until Shinji is left. Elijah now replies to Rom. He's going after everybody. Elijah's a gangster. He goes, no, it is stated everyone will die and he will be the only one left as he is seen with the Quincy's. Drago pops in again. My whole point is that if he makes them fight each other, then guess what? The city/planet will be gone. It doesn't matter that he has a shield. Elijah. That doesn't matter, though. The whole Dragon Ball verse would already be dead. Even if there's damage around the area, Shinji would still be safe. And by your logic, Android 17 should have been eliminated at the top. So he's coming into full-on Dragon Ball lore from Super here now. Drago hops in again. As a whole, how? Because it seems like his power is limited. It's not confirmed, but I think there's a radius, and that's why he would be able to use it. Also, do you need to inhale his fumes in order for it to work? But isn't it confirmed if you get out of range, it will wear off? But if that is the case, as soon as Dragon Ball characters start fighting, they will eventually get out of range. His power will work on humans, maybe, aliens, but when it comes to gods, it will not work. And are you talking about Android 17 energy barrier? Because that's different than a metal shield, and he was still struggling. Elijah comes in swinging again. His shield isn't made out of metal. Also, do you have proof that his Bankai wouldn't work on angels or gods? As we can infer that since it's Bankai not only could cover it a very wide range, it could also affect people stronger than him. He has also used his Bankai on a horde of hollows that were almost endless, so it does cover a very large radius. Also, are you talking about a Shikai, not his Bankai? Drago pops in again. We're almost done, guys, I promise. I'm talking about his Bankai. When he activates, the pink smoke starts to surround the enemy. Like I said before, there could be a limit, but we don't know. It could be that the full radius of the distance is in his power or simply the minimum needed, but let's pretend his powers would work on them. It would pretty much be suicide. Goku and Beerus almost destroyed the universe with their fight. Elijah says, do you not remember Zeno and Grand Priest are there? Zeno would just erase everybody there except Shinji. Besides, like I said, before this is Shinji starting off with Bankai. Also, the millions if not billions of hollows he used his Bankai on got affected. Rom says, he comes back. Oh, Rom came back from watching the scene. That's why he was gone. He says, I just watched the scene. Also, he's the only one there with the Shinigamis, and because it inverts them, he's the only one. Elijah says, once again, look at the light novels, Rom, not the anime. And even so, the proof everyone will die first, then Shinji would come out. The last person to get the word in here, a fourth contender appears. This is the last comment in the thread from Nemesis. He is responding to Drago, of all people. He says, no, his power is perception reversal. His Shikai doesn't confuse us, and says it reverses your perception of the world around you. And his Bankai reverses your sense of allyship. That's why he doesn't use it with allies around, because not only will they end up attacking each other, but him as well. And scene. That comment thread had me fucking dying all day as it was coming in. It was like over the span of 2 hours that these guys were full on arguing with each other, and each one was funnier than the last one.
It's just me and Vamp arguing about the end of Can't Fear Your Own World.
Dude, it was so funny. It's just like, it seemed like each time I got a new response, it was a paragraph of why they think Shinji would win. Which, by the way, it would work on Dragon Ball Z characters, okay? And then if it got to the end, it would be Shinji versus one Dragon Ball Z character. He's fucked. It doesn't matter which Dragon Ball Z character it is.
Yajirobe.
Yajirobe would still beat his ass, all right?
All right, put that down in the record books.
So that was by far the funniest comment chain.
None of that was about if Shinji could have beaten the Stern Ritter.
No, dude. It's just, you know, it's gonna be some shit. I feel like whenever there's a power, yeah, that power could solo Dragon Ball, and then it's just a shit show.
Oh my god, dude, I'm fucking crying.
So funny, dude. And it was just making me laugh, man. I was like, these guys are so in deep. They were going ape shit.
Not even joking. This was me and my friends, like, back in like, fifth grade, arguing about, like, Rurouni Kenshin versus Yu Yu Hakusho.
Dude, just some of the stuff like that to me is fucking funny. That is really funny. I don't know. Love it. Love you guys. Love anybody that leaves the comments on there. Fucking hilarious. Did you prepare anything you want to speak about for the episode today?
No, my note was they fixed Ichigo's return and I am smiling and that's it.
Okay. A couple of things worth to note of announcements in terms of Bleach. If you can't see the picture behind me here, they are coming out with the Bleach, the Blood Warfare original soundtrack. So they're going to release this soundtrack for the show. Hopefully it does not have that abysmal number one cover on there. I think this is going to be mostly stuff from Core 1, I believe. There could be a lot of cool remixes of original songs that go on there. I think they just released right before we started recording the track list. I don't have that in front of me. But that will be coming out soon. I think it's going to come out in September sometime. So it's going to be real quick. And then we should be chilling.
I like to officially buy music whenever I can. And I want the Quincy theme.
Yeah, I try to do the same thing. For a while, I have fallen off the boat. I would always try to buy it. If I watched an anime, I would always try to buy it. Always. Especially, you know, like Asterisk, if I liked the anime. Okay, if I watched an anime, I liked it. This is like back in the day when pirating was the fucking way to go. I would always try to buy the release when it came out. Very expensive thing to do, but I would really, really try. And I feel the same way about the music. I love getting fucking anime soundtracks on vinyl. It'd be fucking sick. I think vinyls are awesome display pieces.
Kids nowadays have no idea what it was like to spend $30 for a DVD of Gantz that had 2 episodes on it.
Dude, I'm looking right in front of me and I have a whole slew of Dragon Ball Z DVDs where they're literally, I think, 4 episodes per thing that you buy. Like, imagine getting 4 episodes of the original Dragon Ball Z with all of the delaying and bullshit they do charging up. Imagine.
The only good filler in Dragon Ball is the one where they learn to drive a car.
True. That's why I got adapted to Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. I think it's just Dragon Ball Kakarot is what the game's called. But that's why it was added.
Wait, they added that? I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's a mission in Dragon Ball Kakarot where Piccolo and Goku learn to drive.
I have Dragon Ball VHS tapes that have two episodes on them.
I think I have a couple of them. I would have to track them down. I'm actually now wondering where the fuck I did or not. Okay. They're right here. They're right here. I have the Bleach DVDs, the old school where they were volumes. I think they released them in the same exact amount of volumes, but they're big box sets. They're really nice, even on the DVDs. But if you were buying them individually, you're fucked.
Oh, my God. Fucking God. So I didn't have that because I thought I was scamming the system. I have all of Bleach up until, yeah, fuck it, all of it. I have all of Bleach on VHS because I just taped it.
Dude, that's actually probably super fucking rare to have a copy of all. Well, I mean, I imagine you could probably get a VHS and record it off of a Blu-ray now. So maybe it's not that hard to do. But probably back in the day, that was rare as hell, dog.
Nah, bro, I watched Adult Swim. I stayed up. I figured, don't hit stop, hit pause. And that won't rewind the tape a little bit. And that way you could just beep, wait for the commercial to end, hit record again.
It kind of would have been a vibe if you had all of Bleach with the commercials.
Yeah, but see, I used to rewatch these all the time. So old me wouldn't have wanted to see the commercials. Now I'd love to see what was on TV back in 2006. Right?
That would have been a fucking time capsule, especially the Adult Swim commercials. That would have been fucking killer. All right, I only have two bits of information left to talk about, this time actually Bleach related. I think I'm going to let everybody in on my secret hunt because I can't find them. And so I'm going to outsource this to the masses. We talked about it last time after the podcast ended. I'm looking. There's super rare copies. We posted in our Instagram. We have a Bleach Boys Instagram chat that we talk in. There is library hardcover editions of Bleach manga volumes.
Oh, yeah, and you showed me that.
Yes. So it popped up on my Reddit the other day, just totally random. It was on Manga Collectors. Someone was like, hey, what are these? I found them in my local library. In the manga section, there were hardcover copies of Bleach. I want one so bad. And it's not like it was like a collector's edition. It was just library binding hardcover, like classic you would see with like your Star Wars books and all that stuff way back in the day. But Bleach, the manga of Bleach. And I have searched high. I've searched low. I've looked on eBay for this. I cannot find where you would be able to buy these library editions of books. Like, surely there's a publisher that makes these and sells them. I don't know if they're still necessarily making the Bleach manga because that's been out for so long. But there's got to be somewhere where I can buy this from. So I'm outsourcing it to you.
Okay, here's the question. Do you want it normally or would you like it legally?
Listen, if someone, hint, nudge, nudge, wants to steal one from their library and fucking send it to me, like, that's fine with me. I don't got to know where the blood diamond comes from.
Because, like, I had a friend who would I do him favors. I'd cut his lawn for him and shit, and he would gift me manga. And occasionally, he would just show up with a copy of something that still had library stickers on it. And he's like, no, I bought off eBay. So people are stealing shit and putting it on eBay, and I now own like a couple volumes of Vinland Saga and Bride Story that someone bought off eBay.
Is it hardcover?
Well, Vinland Saga is all hardcover.
Oh yeah, by default.
And so is Bride Story.
Okay, no.
By default.
I need someone. Everybody, this is a call to action. Everybody go to your local library. This Labor Day weekend, go to your local library. Go to the manga section. Do they have Bleach and hardcover? If they do, literally rent it out, never return it, pay the due. All right? You hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, whatever it's going to be. All right? You tell me, yo, I got one. I'll send you the deets. I'll pay you for it. All right? You think I get in trouble for starting some sort of a burglary ring?
Yes. I would like people to know that iPythies do not endorse theft. I stole one thing in my entire life, which was a He-Man sword from Walmart when I was 12, and I still feel guilty about that shit.
Listen, Pythies, I'm not endorsing theft. I'm saying borrow it and never return it.
Okay, so you're going to Jack Sparrow it?
Just borrow from the library. They have systems in place where you pay them back for the book, pay the thing back, and then it's yours.
Okay, here, we're going to go off on a tangent here. So when I was 15, maybe. I checked out some Rurouni Kenshin books from the library, and I took them with me on vacation to my grandma who lives at the beach, and we went on a fucking speedboat tour. And they said, hey, if you don't want anything to be wet, put it in this box. And I was like, yeah, whatever. I got big-ass cargo pants. Everything's going to be safe. So anyway, we ended up having to pay for those books. they still smell like seawater.
That is nasty. Can't imagine. So don't send me your books if they're covered in seawater, please.
What if someone adds like a crisp 100 in there?
All right, yeah, I'm in. You're going to take long.
I had to make covers for them because all the covers came off. One day I will show you my Rurouni Kenshin Volume 15 cover made out of duct tape with the number 15 written on it.
There we go. That's the beautiful. it's the Kenshin volume from the streets.
That's how you do it.
If you find hardcover manga, that's a library edition. Just tell me as a whole. It doesn't have to be Bleach.
So I don't know if they do this anywhere near you live, but they have a library book sale where I live, where once a year, all the libraries in the county will get rid of shit they don't want, and you get like a whole box for $1.
Oh, that's sick.
That's where I get. I have like all of Death Note, and I have not paid more than $10.
Damn. Okay, that's sick. I'll have to start looking for that. I've not heard of that before.
Yeah. So like, I will keep my eye out for hardcover manga just to see.
Yes. Hell yes. Because that's rare, dog.
Rare, as long as it doesn't come hardcover.
True. Okay. True. Yeah. We want library bound, especially for the library. Okay. Last thing I want to talk about. This is the only topic that I brought to the podcast. So the rest of it is notes for 21.5. Anybody still listening right now? Fucking congratulations. Okay. This has been a shit show.
I hope you enjoyed the Dragon Ball Bleach talk.
Here's what I'm bringing to the table, Pythies. This is Sam's list of Bleach characters that he could take as a regular human. Part 1.
Go for it.
We're going to start from the bottom, which I think is people that I could easily beat. No, this is there's no order to this list. I just picked at random. Number one, Yuichi Shibata. Do you know who that is, Pythies?
Yuichi Shibata. You know what? I don't. Fucking who is that?
That's the little boy that was trapped in the parakeet.
Okay. Question.
Yeah.
Boy form or parakeet?
Parakeet form. Because he's already trapped in a cage. He's literally being used as bait as is. I could easily kill a bird.
Okay, so Sam is endorsing both child abuse and animal abuse. I want that known.
Okay, number two. This should not come as a surprise to anybody. I think there's a lot of people that would agree with this one here. Hanatoro.
Yeah.
I could easily beat Hanatoro's ass. His Shikai literally heals me. So as long as I beat him before the gauge fills up on his Shikai, we're good.
No, you beat him right before it heals up. Then you steal it and you point it at him.
There we go. Okay, yeah. So we both could beat Hanatoro.
But I will say I would not want to beat up Hanatoro because he's a boy. He's one of the boys, man. Okay. He got fucking his shit rocked by Byakuya because he's trying to save Rukia.
Well, he's the boy. He's the boy.
One of these days we're going to have my Byakuya tangent.
All right. Number three. Are you ready now? This is going to be a controversial one. This is going to be super controversial. Bambietta.
Okay.
So,
okay, explain.
Now, here's how I would defeat Bambietta as a regular human. Okay. She would obviously see me and want to seduce me. All right?
Okay, sure.
So she would invite me into her room. We've all seen the scene from the anime.
Sam, I would like to point out that the guy she invited to her room had a full head of hair.
Okay. That's not relevant to this list. So I would obviously be invited in. I would have a poison dagger hidden somewhere. Okay? And I would have about a 30-second window where her guard is down while we're doing the deed. And then I would stab her with my poison dagger.
Okay, so you are giving up the option to finish in order to finish her off.
Yes. All right. Now, number two, I don't want to be judged on this one here. I'm putting a special asterisk here. No judging if you hear what comes next. Wanderweiss
would fucking rock your shit.
I'm just smarter than he is, all right?
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I am.
No, you're not. You're going to try and trick him, and then he's going to turn around and beat you into a million pieces.
Here's my strategy for beating Wanderweiss. You ready? Have you seen Of Mice and Men?
The movie's all right.
Have you seen what happens to Lenny at the end?
I forget. Was it ducks or geese? Talk about the farm.
Talk about the farm. And then as Wander Weiss is having his thing, right, the lake, he's like, man, Sam, I can't wait to spend all this time with you. I shoot him in the back of the head.
And then it bounces off his hiero, and he turns around and breaks your neck.
I have Stark's gun, and I shoot him right in the back of the head.
Okay, so you are currently molesting Lily Net.
No, I don't take ownership of that one. No, sir. No, sir.
No, okay, you know what? You and Stark are homies, and he's like, yeah, okay, I'll give you the one that's not Lily Net.
There you go. There we go. Yeah. So, and then I use it to shoot his other comrade right in the back of the head.
And then because Stark is so baller, the recoil from his gun snaps your wrist.
Okay, well, one wrist in terms of killing Wander Weiss, done.
Ricochet, the shot flies off. It accidentally kills Omida. Feel bad forever.
Yeah, no. All right, are you ready for my last one? Number five of characters that I, Sam, a regular human, could beat in a fight. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Renji.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just seems like everybody else could beat Renji, so why not me?
Renji isn't using Gente Kaijo. He is full Bankai in this. And he has his theme song power up. You could still take him.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like with Renji, it's a 50-50 shot, and I think that's pretty good odds. Momo was honorable mention. She was going to be on the list, but then it just seemed like that was punching down.
I'm going to have to go off on a tangent when we do get to the, what book is it? Death Save the Strawberry? Momo's a better character than I thought. And it's okay. going to take some hard convincing for you and Jose, but I'm up to the challenge.
All right. That seems like a good little spot there. Momo being a better character than what everybody thinks, because Momo is a big punching bag.
Well, yeah. You can kind of see that she's better now, but it's hard, man. Because everybody, including me, has been clowning on her for a couple decades at this point.
True.
Like, everybody felt really bad for her, and then she's on the screen like, it's not Captain Eisen's fault, getting tricked, and we're like, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, it's, you know, habits that are 10 years old like that are hard to break.
It's really hard to break. Mm-hmm. I'm working on the Shunsui thing, though.
We'll see.
I feel like the anime's doing a better job than I can.
Yeah, the anime's pretty nice, the Shunsui.
They really made Jugrim look super threatening.
Yeah, he's sick. Fucking Jugrim is real sick.
That execution scene was fucked, man.
Yeah, you gotta love Jugrim. They're doing justice to a lot of characters, but they're also cutting out a lot of other parts for other characters. So it kind of, as Jugrim, it's all about balance. It balances itself out. All
right, because I'm gonna be honest, I kind of never cared about Jugrim. I thought he had a cool design. That was it. Like, they're building him up. I'm excited to see what they do with him.
Yeah, yeah. Same here. I think for a lot of the Stern Ritters, reading it and, you know, it kind of going as fast as it did, I don't think we had enough time to really get super attached to a lot of those characters. But now that the anime's out, it's kind of refreshing our memories. We're reconnecting with a lot of these people. They're adding a little bit extra lore to the Stern Ritter. I think it's really doing a good job.
You're getting to see them in full color. The voice acting really adds to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, 100%. Makes the character way more memorable.
Like, I'm going to be honest. I think everything about Asnot is better in the anime.
Yeah, Asnot's a fucking awesome character. And for how little scenes he's had.
The voice acting, the sound effects, the visuals, the colors, everything they've done with him was perfect.
Yeah, they've nailed it.
I skipped ahead a little bit in the manga, and I was like, wow, we're already going to that spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're zooming. And like we said a million times, they are fucking zooming.
If they keep going at the pace they're going, they could finish Bleach like next core, which means we still have core 4. What are they going to add?
Well, I just think, like we were saying, I truly, truly think that they are going as fast as they fucking can so that they can fill in a lot of the gaps that happen towards the end of the manga.
Because I firmly believe, I think the first part of the Blood War is phenomenal. It really starts to fall apart as Kubo's health started to go and shit started to be... Cut it. Just cut it.
Yeah.
We know we don't have time to grieve for Ukitake. We don't have time to find out if these characters survive. We don't have time to show what happened to the characters that got sniped by Libero. Just go.
Yep. So I think that's where they're going to really put in a lot of work. And I would not be surprised if you get to a point where like some of the episodes are going to be mostly new shit.
I'm super down for that. One of my favorite parts of last episode was just the additional Bambi fights.
Yeah. super sick. All of the stuff that they have added, I think across the board, have been very positively received. So they should just keep going. Keep doing it.
And even though I'm being crabby, I think the change they added to the Omida scene was good because it kept his involvement, but it didn't slow down the episode.
Yeah, it was snappier. It was good. It kind of did everything that the other scene did in a quicker format. So they could once again just zoom along.
Yeah, I'm playing devil's advocate against myself.
Sometimes you got to. All right, anything else we want to add for the episode? We want to call it?
Here's I will give a little bit of lore. Right. In the Bleach Colors official bootleg manga, they have pictures of all of the squad captains drawing recruitment posters. Yamamoto just drew himself super jacked and wrote, that's it. That's the lore.
We love Yamamoto. Bless his soul.
He's the best. Ripping pepperonis, bro.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. It was a little bit of a recap filler episode with us here, the Bleach Boys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. We'll be back for an actual Bleach-filled episode next week with Jose, assuming he doesn't die from the plague. So we hope you guys stick around. Of course, if you've not, as we said already, make sure you're following us on the socials. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all of the things. Weebs Guild, at the Weebs Guild. It's all going to be in the description down below. And if you've not already, come say hi. Send a message. Send an Instagram DM. You can find Pythes, Jose. They're all over as well. So we will see you guys next week for another episode. Until then, have a good one, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.